in the limelight.
The Taliban have moved to prevent Afghans from leaving the country by joining the US-led airlift, declaring the route to Kabul airport only open to foreigners. The Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said the road that ends at Kabul airport has been blocked. Foreigners can go through it, but Afghans are not allowed to take the road. The article you're about to hear has been written by the Guardian columnist Peter Beaumont. The piece is titled, Taliban closed Kabul airport road to Afghans to block their evacuation. The Taliban have moved to prevent Afghans from leaving the country by joining the US-led airlift, declaring the route to Kabul airport only open to foreigners. The Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid said the road that ends at Kabul airport has been blocked. Foreigners can go through it, but Afghans are not allowed to take the road. The decision is likely to leave tens of thousands of Afghans who had been hoping to escape trapped under Taliban control. A number of cases had emerged in recent days of Afghans heading to the airport but being turned back at Taliban checkpoints, including those with approval from Western countries to join the air bridge as the group seeks to tighten its grip on the airport and the Afghan capital, Kabul. The spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, offered contradictory justifications for the policy. He said, on the one hand, that the Taliban had stopped Afghans from going to the airport for fear that people might be killed in a stampede. But on the other hand, the evacuation was taking out experts such as engineers and doctors. We asked the Americans to stop this process, he said. This country needs their expertise. They should not be taken to other countries. The spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, repeated the Taliban's earlier announcement that they would not allow the United States to extend next week's deadline for a complete withdrawal. They have planes, they have the airport, they should get their citizens and contractors out of here, Zabihullah Mujahid said. His comments came despite a visit to Kabul by the CIA director, William Burns, who reportedly met the Taliban leader in secret on Monday, 23rd of August, in the highest-level diplomatic encounter since the group took over Afghanistan. CIA Director William Burns met Abdul Ghani Baradar, according to unnamed U.S. officials, as the Biden administration continued efforts to evacuate U.S. citizens and other allies. The Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, declined to comment on the meeting, but the report speculated that a likely subject of discussion was the impending 31st of August deadline for the US military to conclude its airlift. The meeting took place as the United Nations top human rights official described credible reports of serious human rights violations committed by the Taliban in Afghanistan, including summary executions of civilians, restrictions on women, and limitations on protests against their rule. At an emergency session of the United Nations Human Rights Council called at the request of Pakistan and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, its head, Michelle Bachelet, called for a mechanism to monitor Taliban actions, describing the Taliban's treatment of women and girls as a fundamental red line, and warning that significant numbers of people will seek refuge in neighboring countries or outside the region. Describing the air bridge from Afghanistan, one NATO country diplomat said, Western nations were working at a war-footing pace on Tuesday, 24th of August, to get people out of the country. The U.S. military on Tuesday said it had evacuated the largest number of people from Afghanistan since the operation began. About 21,600 people were flown safely out of Taliban-held Afghanistan in the 24-hour period that ended early on Tuesday, 24th of August, the White House confirmed. That compares with about 16,000 the previous day. Joe Biden has suggested between 50,000 and 65,000 Afghan citizens could be eligible for evacuation. To date, the United States has evacuated 37,000 people since 14th of August, but it is not clear how many of those are foreigners and how many are Afghan citizens. Those numbers appear to represent only a small portion of the people who want to leave Afghanistan. Widespread chaos punctuated by sporadic violence has gripped Kabul airport, with Western troops and Afghan security guards driving back crowds desperate to flee the country after the Taliban's takeover of the capital Kabul on 15th of August. Joe Biden has warned that the evacuation was going to be hard and painful, and much could still go wrong. A number of countries, including Spain and the United Kingdom, have issued somber warnings that not all Afghan citizens who worked for other countries would be evacuated from Kabul. The Taliban have described the presence of foreign troops beyond the end of August as a red line that would have consequences, diminishing hopes of an extension to the airlift effort. While the Britain's Defence Secretary Ben Wallace said efforts to win an extension would continue, he was doubtful that it would actually happen. Despite international calls for an inclusive political settlement in Afghanistan, the Taliban on Tuesday, 24th of August, continued to consolidate its power, appointing a new finance minister, an intelligence chief, and an acting interior minister. According to Peshawar news agency, Gul Agha would be the finance minister, Sadr Ebrahim would be the acting interior minister. Najibullah would be the intelligence chief of the Taliban, whilst Mullah Shirin would be Kabul governor and Hamdullah Nomani the mayor of the capital Kabul. Many Afghan citizens fear the Taliban because of the way they behaved when they first came into power in 1996 to 2001. They also fear retribution for those who worked with US-backed government over the past two decades. On Tuesday, the Taliban insisted once again that, despite Michelle Bachelet's claim, the Taliban had no blacklist of opponents targeted for reprisals. Announcing that it was safe for those crowding the Kabul airport entrances to return home, a spokesman for the Taliban added that they wanted foreign embassies to remain in the country and had guaranteed their safety.